Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sanjani, your host on Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, we have two incredible people from YouCount. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chioniso. I'm Sharon Mandemwa, working with youth in Zimbabwe on agriculture and how we can empower them.
Hey, Chioniso. How are you doing? Yes, I'm also Stuart Moyo, also with YouCount.
Tell us about the work that you are doing in Zimbabwe.
Okay, about our work, this is what we do. We have four pillars. Capacity building, market access and value addition, ICTs in agriculture, and also advocacy and lobbying. So we are there to equip young farmers to get themselves empowered through agriculture, creating jobs, teaching them how they can be more efficient, getting them to get the markets, and advocating, just making sure they're there when the policies are being formed.
Can you tell us about the work you've been doing outside Zimbabwe?
We're working in partnership with a lot of organizations, the likes of NEPAD, African Union, but most importantly, we run and chair an organization or a consortium of organizations all across Africa called Young Green Africa, where the youth have come together to actually mobilize for inclusion, just to be heard as youth and to get people realizing what they're actually doing in their different particular countries.
And how has been the response with your work in Zimbabwe?
It's an uphill battle. Most youth don't think agriculture is sexy enough, and as a result, you'll find that we don't produce as much as we should be. Don't know where agriculture will be in the next 10 years, since everybody is going into ICTs, everybody is going to become a lawyer, and no one is coming back to say, okay, we are farming on a large scale to export. There's a very small number of youth that look at agriculture as a source of income.
And to add to that, this actually then creates an opportunity, because we're saying in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to have more people needing more food, and the youth need a place where they can actually get employment and how they can also be responsible people in their communities.
Is it not because of the El Nino?
Yes, the climate is definitely a challenge within the agriculture spheres, but you're also part of a consortium of youth organizations that are also trying together with the Ministry of Environment to work towards trying to build a better climate, to work and try to reduce the carbon footprint of the youth initiatives we can come out with.
And I would also want to say that El Nino is only part of our challenge, because this issue around agriculture and the youth is actually a global challenge, where we're saying our farmers are generally aging. So it's a matter of making agriculture relevant and making it actually pay them enough to get them excited up for the youth. So that is where we come in. We come in to make sure it's relevant.
Are you guys having any training programs?
Yes, we do have training programs, and it depends which type you want. You can actually book for one, or we go out into communities. We actually equip people to be more effective and to just have the skills. We call it agropreneurship, where we're saying be an entrepreneur, even in agriculture. Start something. Get yourself empowered.
Thank you guys for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Chioniso.
That was YouthCount, and I am Chioniso Johnny on Time to Engage. Over you.